So, unpleasant vedana, liking, disliking, wanting, not wanting, that's all available in that moment. So, what's violent? Is it the door that's slamming that's violent? Or is it what's happening in our reactions? Yeah? Practice with that. It's the opportunity. Because you can't control life. You're going to leverage the work of meditation for life. That's a great place to work. Take it further.
So in terms of, I suppose I think in terms of boundaries, appropriate boundaries within my life, but also within meditation, that isn't something that's a concept that fits with what you're saying. This is what's happening. And just work with what you're saying.
Yeah, I think there's, I think we have a practical intelligence, you know. So when we, well, I think one of the nice things about retreat is I'm pretty sure we can drop it all. So it is a quite safe environment in that way. I think maybe, particularly even as women, it's very beneficial, right? We're physically safe here. So you can even let go of that. Which is interesting. I was in solitary in China, completely alone in this valley, so I thought. And then in the darkness, I heard somebody with really bad cigarette cough, which could have been a cow. I wasn't sure. It was either a man with a really bad cigarette cough. So it's like, well, what's he doing lurking around this tent at night, right? Or it could be a cow. Now, I've never heard a cow make that sound. So I spent a lot of time thinking, do cows cough? You know, that's a whole other distraction. So it was interesting because there was a real fear there of physical safety, right? And that's interesting. Why if I heard a man coughing, did I think the first thing was that he was going to come and kill me? That's kind of interesting. Why does the mind go there immediately? Yeah? It's a sort of strange place to go right away, really, with another human being. But here we are quite safe, so I think we can just really completely release, yeah? And when we step back into our lives, we need to pay attention, you know, it's sort of informed by having been more released and in that non-dualistic mind. We can then act, discriminate, but it's kind of informed by something a bit looser, yeah? So yeah, you know, your body and a car cannot occupy the same space. So when you cross the street, you need to be aware, yeah? And that's all, it happens quite naturally, I think, in a way. We're aware of your body, you're aware of the outside world, you're aware of a car coming, crossing the street. So it might be a slightly different quality we're working with. It's kind of like when we make offerings to the shrine about the appropriateness of how we're working. When we go into the world, in each moment we find what's appropriate there. Yeah. I think it can become a little bit more of a head trip than what really practically ends up happening, you know, this whole area. And not to say that's not a valid question. I think it comes up a lot, this question. But in a way, I think when we go into the world, we have a natural kind of intelligence that just... in a way, it's more there when we're not so tightened up, yeah? So what we do here, actually, this natural intelligence, when we're in the world, it comes out, yeah?